As we finalise the negotiations on the future Common Agricultural Policy and prepare Ireland's CAP strategic plan, I intend to continue to ensure broad consultation with all stakeholders on all aspects of the new framework. Before I get into the meat of things here, Ciarán Cóirlí, I want to set the scene for the deputies who brought the motion this evening, and I do thank them for bringing it. It is important to get clarity on things. GAIC 2 is important for farmers right across the country, but perhaps most important for farmers in my own county, as well as counties along the Western Seaboard in particular. I come from the West Coast, and I come from some of the most beautiful and rich peat soils anywhere in the country. I'm the son of farmers from the hills and lowland of Donegal. I grew up near the North Donegal coast in Carndona, and we've had sucklers and sheep on some of the more challenging and beautiful lands where we keep sucklers and sheep on some of the more challenging lands in the country. The sucklers and sheep, indeed, Ciarán Cóirlí, on these lands played no small part in raising me and the rest of my family. And I feel extremely lucky and privileged to have been able to farm these lands in my own right before coming into politics. I find it disingenuous that either I, or as Minister, or the Department would stand idly by and allow such a crucial cohort of farmers to be excluded from CAP. Both I as Minister and the rest of the Government are absolutely unashamedly committed to the hill and the upland farmer. Farmers on these lands are hugely important. They play a key role in managing the upkeep of these hills. They produce top-quality stock that is central to our $14 billion export sector. They help drive a regional and balanced economy. All of these are crucial to me as Minister and to the entire Government. I believe in the long and sustainable practice of hill farming. Along with the rest of the Government, we stand by our hill farmers, as we stand by, indeed, our lowland farmers. I, as Minister, continue to engage with all farmers and farm organisations through the CAP Post-2020 Stakeholders Consultative Committee. We update those on the committee regularly in relation to the ongoing progress of the reform at EU level, but there has also been frequent and focused discussions on different elements of the overall CAP plan. In the case of the latter, the committee has, I know, put a lot of thought into the principles that should underline our approach to conditionality, to eco-schemes, to agri-environmentals and to agri-environmental schemes under Pillar 2. Dedicated workshops discussed these issues at the end of 2020, and further discussions are planned shortly. But, of course, we have to bear in mind that the legislative proposals themselves are still under discussion between the three institutions, so we cannot be definitive yet about the final outcome. There remains some issues to be worked out around under Pillar 1 as well as Pillar 2, but we will continue the process of developing Ireland's CAP strategic plan and will hopefully be in a position to finalise it later this year. So therefore we can see that we have been having a deep engagement with all relevant organisations and farmers' groups. I need to be frank and say that I remain concerned that the substance of the Council approach is not fully understood by some. It is not clear to me why some continue to call for the removal of text that expressly provides assurance regarding farm payments. Let me set out again the benefits of the Council's approach in four clear steps. Firstly, we have the necessary national flexibility to make our own decisions. Two, we will set out our own minimum effective standards for the GAICs. Thirdly, we will have time to implement the new standard for GAIC 2. And finally, farmers will have certainty regarding eligibility for payment. I know this is the most beneficial approach for farmers. As mentioned by Minister Hayden earlier, I consider that this approach will serve farmers much better than the alternative approach by the Parliament. And I would urge all parties who have representatives who continue to have concerns to examine the Parliament's text in this regard. I'm sure and I know many of you have contacts in the Parliament, and in order to be serious about defending the rights of farmers in GAIC 2 regions, I would ask you to get onto these contacts in the Parliament and ensure they take the approach that the Council of Ministers are taking and that I am backing here. This approach is the best one for farmers, and I assure you of that. Let me address the issue of the so-called derogation, which was raised by a number of contributors this evening. The text proposed by the Council in Article 4 confirms that where lands are participating in certain environmental schemes or meeting the standards of certain GAICs, they are eligible hectares. Deputies have expressed concerns that there will be a requirement to seek permission or exemptions for activities on designated lands as is normal in the context of the operation of a derogation. That is simply not a part of the Council text, and that is why it cannot be described as a derogation. I want to clarify that the Council text does not require anyone with these lands to apply in such a fashion to be considered as an eligible hectare. There is no provision to require a system of seeking approval from any minister or official proposed in the Council text. The Council text simply states that areas are automatically viewed as eligible hectares. It's as straightforward as that. No applications, no decision to be taken. They are eligible hectares. So I hope that I have explained clearly that it is not the case that the Irish National Standard for GAIC 2 will prevent farmers carrying out agricultural activities. Introducing the standard will require us to consider what management practices can best support good farming practices that protect our environment, taking our local farming conditions into account. So I hope, Concord, that today's debate has led to a better understanding for all of us in relation to these issues. I've listened to everything said today, and I will continue to focus on this issue in the ongoing debates at Trilogue. And I remain firmly convinced that the Council's approach is the one that will best ensure that Ireland will be able to design an appropriate and effective GAIC 2 standard that will allow farmers to continue to farm these areas. Farming in these regions has played a huge part in me being able to stand before you today as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine. I support everything about farming in these areas, and I assure you, as deputies and the House, will certainly not take any action that would halt farming in these areas. I hope I have provided the reassurance, John Corla, as to my absolute commitment in this regard and as to the absolute appropriateness of the approach by the government as well in following that.